at the end of the day, we gotta talk about shit. If you don't talk about the shit, you won't get through the shit. Thou must cope.
What's up, y'all? It's been a while. First, I want to start the episode off by just letting y'all know up front, this is pre-recorded. It's pre-recorded. I got my regression on, I believe, February the 22nd. I did go live on one of my accounts, so there are a few listeners that probably saw the regression during the process or were able to see it afterwards. I will be putting the link in my bio on my Thou Must Cope account. If you are listening to this and you haven't got the chance to watch it, then I would definitely recommend you to do so. You can listen to this first and then go watch it, or go watch it first. To be honest, I think it'd be more exciting if you go watch it first, because I'm going to explain just the process of everything, because I know there are going to be a lot of questions, and I am going to be doing a Q&A on my Thou Must Cope account on Instagram, but I did want to just explain this first. Or to be honest, it could be second, because I don't know, by the time that I drop this, I might have already did the Q&A. But let's just jump right in. So the topic is past life regressions. So for all of my super religious people, I'm going to warn you right now, if you are very stuck in your mind, meaning not open-minded, this might not be the episode for you. I am not posting this and saying that you have to question your faith, that this will question your faith or anything like that. But, you know, it does touch on some things that for some people that are extremely religious, they might feel as though you're not going with that shit. And personally, if that is how you feel, that's completely okay. But neither here nor there, this is not my purpose. The whole religion part really doesn't matter. But basically, a past life regression is going into a hypnosis in order to experience a past life that you lived. So I don't know if any of you all believe in reincarnation, but I've always believed in it. Because of religion, I was a little hesitant on how I believed in it, I guess you could say, or what my beliefs were around it. But I will say I always just thought, like, yeah, people reincarnate, but as animals. So when I was younger, my pop, which was my Nana's father, passed away, and it was a bird that would really bother me, like really freaking bother me. And I'm like, oh, it's just my pop. So I always believed in it, but I never really went into depth with it or looked into it per se. It was just, oh yeah, people can come back as something else. With past life regressions, it really challenges or taps into that theory. And so basically what it is, you know, with any religion or belief, you will believe that, excuse me, I'm pretty gassy right now, so if you hear me burping, it's very rude, but I'm not going to edit it out because we don't do that over here. So with any religion or anything belief, you believe that your soul does not belong to this body or physical avatar. So basically, you know, once you die, your soul goes to wherever you believe it goes, and that is that. I don't know if any of y'all watched the movie Soul on Disney. It's a family movie, and that movie is really about that. I actually watched this right before getting into the regressions. I watched that movie, and so the movie itself was very interesting, but I didn't think anything of it. It was just like, oh, okay, that's an interesting play on reincarnation. That's pretty cool. I watched it and I was just like, okay. But after watching the regressions, I was like, oh shit, this all makes sense. Like, my soul has lived in other bodies before. Like, my soul has been around for years. This soul does not belong to me. It has experienced other things. So basically, that's what the regression does. It allows you to go back to a previous lifetime and or body per se that you experienced something that is directly affecting you today. So how the hell did I figure out about this shit, you might want to ask? I watched this girl named Jayla, or Jay Majette, on YouTube, and she's just a dope ass bitch, like, period. Period. She's just a dope ass bitch. And so she don't even be up there like just going into her regressions, but she did a vlog, and in her vlog she got a regression done, and I was like, oh shit, this is cool, I'm interested. So a lot of people were asking questions. I'm out of breath, y'all. Mouth dry. All right, let's pull it back in. A lot of people were asking questions about, you know, who is this guy? Where can I see more of these videos? And so his name is Astro Einstein. And so his videos were on Facebook. So I started watching them on Facebook, and I became very inquisitive. Like, I'm like, you know what? This is pretty cool. This makes sense. What the heck? I got to do this shit. Like, I want to do it. And I told a couple of people, two of my friends actually did go with me that day and get one done as well. But I was really interested because I saw so many different things. Like, one girl, I don't even want to tell y'all because y'all going to be like, what the fuck? But I'm not even going to tell y'all, period. I saw so many different things, so many different experiences. And so what would happen was he would put them under this hypnosis. They would be laying there. He would be asking them questions, and they would just answer the question. So it wasn't like he was making them experience anything. They had full control over their experience, but somehow he was able to calmly guide them through it. So even when they would be experiencing something traumatic, so for instance, I'll tell you one instance. This girl had commitment issues. She just could not commit to a nigga. She couldn't. She was scared. And she like, what the fuck is wrong with me? So in her past life regression, she was a white woman and she owned slaves. And she was having sex with one of the slaves. And her husband, who of course was the master, found out. And so he killed the slave. He hung the slave in front of her, and basically she just never forgave herself for that, because her job, her purpose in that lifetime actually was to help free them and stick up for them, and she just allowed for that traumatic thing to happen. And so that was something that was directly affecting her, the girl, now in this lifetime. And so like at the end of the regressions too, you travel to spirit world. It seems so strange saying it now, but I promise, like, if you watch it, it's not as spooky as it seems. Christians will call this place heaven, and you grow in front of the council. Christians will call this whoever they call that. Maybe they call it, let's call it Judgment Day. You go in front of the council, and they are to, like, you know, criticize, and just let you know, like, did you fulfill your purpose? Fuck no. You asked to get it the fuck together or whatever. So that girl, she found out she didn't fulfill her purpose. Then she was able to go to this, like, book of records that said what her purposes were for this lifetime. Yada, 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 what her challenges were in this life, what she needed to overcome. So as you can see, this shit is just interesting as fuck. Like, and what happened was I went through this whole questioning process where I'm like, is this real? Is this fake? After watching so many, I'm like, this shit is real. Then I'm like, eh, but it goes against the things that I was taught. Although they weren't telling me, or it wasn't like you have to believe anything. It was just kind of like, eh, I don't know. Like in one of the lives, I saw a girl asking, are there any other Christians in here? Because I don't want to feel bad, but I'm just so interested. So I did go through that process, but I kind of just came to peace with it in a way of, I believe whatever the hell I believe. I will say I don't have a religion anymore. I'm a more spiritual person, but I do lean towards some religious views. I will say that. But My whole thing was, I'm not going to question anything. Just like with any religion, it is solely built off faith. You know, the evidence that you have that this higher power that you believe in is real is very slim to none, but you have faith that this higher power is real and things happen because of this higher power. So it's all based on faith. And so I just personally felt like, okay, if things make sense, they make sense to me, period. I'm not going to question it anymore. I'm not going to go too in depth of how this is, what this is about or anything. You know, I'm not going to be fearful. Like, at some point I was so scared of witchcraft because of Christianity, like so scared of witchcraft. And then I started to realize certain things were just simply aligning and it just made sense. And it was like, you're so scary. Like, when you're fearful, you bring fear into your life. So I'm not finna just be fearing a whole bunch of shit. Now, I did tell myself, if it's something that's an experience that does not serve me, I am completely fine with praying and being like, I'm never doing nothing like that again. And whatever that was, I'm done with it, you know. So I did have that type of talk to myself. But I got over the whole questioning process. One thing that Astro commonly said in his lives when doing these is, you know, if you're coming to get a past life regression, don't have any expectations, because expectations will ruin your experience or sometimes cause you to not have an experience. And so I was very scared for myself and having expectations, because like Jayla's mother, she went to a past life where she wasn't even a human. She didn't necessarily know what she was, but she knew, like, I don't really think I'm a human. And that shit was really freaking her the fuck out. And so he was like, see, you said you came with no expectations, but you did. You at least came with the expectation that you'd be a human. And I'm like, how the heck do I get this out of my head? Because I watched so many. I'm just like, you know, automatically I'm having certain things in my head. Like, one thing that really had me going was when you get to spirit world, typically someone is there, someone's spirit or soul is there to greet you that passed away in your current lifetime. And I'm like, who the fuck do I know that died that can greet me? What are all the possible options like? And I'm like, no. Don't expect anything. Don't expect anything. So I figured I got all my expectations out my head. Baby, was I fucking wrong? And I will tell y'all why later on. So fast forward to the actual process on the 22nd when I got the regression done. Astro started, it was like a 2-hour-ish process, I guess you can say, just for one person. He started off with building a rapport, because one thing that he did state is it's very important to be comfortable with the person that you're doing this with, you know. You're not going to want to just be able to go in the state of hypnosis with somebody that you just met. And quite frankly, I don't really know this man, you know. So he started off with my natal chart. And he read my natal chart and was reading me the fucking filth to the point that I was uncomfortable. What are some things that he said? He said that I attract broken men. He said that I have a strained relationship with my mother and I can't help it. He said my mother can be a firecracker at times, and that's just, you know, my chart. So that's just what it is. He asked me if I experienced anything sexual as a child, because it was in my chart, which was very interesting. Yeah, that was very interesting. He did say that pretty much in every job that I have, I will have someone come on to me, because I'm very attractable. Whatever. And then another thing was he asked me how I like my current job. And I was like, I mean, it's cool. I don't care. It's not a career. And he was like, Why aren't you doing what you want to do? And I was like, because I just can't afford to do what I want to do to, you know, feed me, to make a living off of it right now. And he was just like, well, why aren't you actively working toward that? You know, you're never going to be happy if you continue to just do shit you don't want to do. And I'm like, yeah. And so he did give me some tips on that, but I'm not going to go too in detail about that. That shit is like a 300 fucking page email of my chart that he provided. And so he started off with that. That was pretty cool. And then he went into some history on past life regressions. I did not think I needed to know this shit or whatever. And it never even crossed my mind to look up the history or anything. But he did go into history and education. He told us what schools he went to, where he got each degree, when he basically became certified or licensed to do these things, how long he's been practicing versus how long he's been practicing with the license. I mean, it might not be a license. It might be just a credit. I don't know. But he told that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's so good to know because it's been like 13 years. He told us how many souls he's come into contact with, how many regressions he's done. He knew the number, like 10,993 by heart. And I was just like, damn, you better do that thing. So he did that. And I could say that really made the experience like feel so welcoming because it was like I didn't know I needed to know this information, but it definitely made me very comfortable and made me feel like I was in good hands. Then he took us through some meditation exercises. Now, let me tell you, he told us that hypnosis happens on the day-to-day basis. And he was just like, you know, people tend to think that hypnosis is this thing where you're in this, you know, complete state of unknowing and you're just zoned to another level and you wake up and you're like, what the fuck happened? And he was like, you know, if you're ever under hypnosis and someone doesn't ask you for your consent while doing so and tries to control your moment, and yeah, he was like, that is not being practiced for higher good. That is some negative shit because it is your moment, you control it, and it should never be something that you can't control that somebody's controlling for you and also without your consent. And so I was like, damn, because when he was doing the meditation, he had to ask us, like, you know, are y'all okay with this? And I'm just like, I mean, damn, we just about to do some breathing. What do you mean? Am I okay? But, you know, consent is sexy. So I fucks with that, sir. I really fuck with that. And so with them, the first meditation that he did, it was just like, you know, breathing in, breathing out, relaxing your whole body. And child, I was sitting up on the couch and my head was against the wall, but I was getting so relaxed. It felt like my head was like the weight of a fucking brick. And my head just like slowly jolting down. And I'm like, fuck, I'm finna drop this motherfucker off my neck. Like, what is going on? So that was like really strange. Then he did the hypnosis exercises too. Now, those were interesting because I knew that he was going to put us to quote unquote sleep. And this part is not in the video, which is why I kind of want to talk about it in a little more detail. So what he did was, I don't even remember, to be honest. I know one exercise he did with me, he had, all three of us actually, he had us hold our hands out straight in front of us, one hand facing down, downward, one hand facing upward, and he was going to touch each hand. He said the hand that was facing downward would feel like it just got weighed down by gallons of water, and the hand that was facing upward would feel like it was floating with balloons. Somehow I didn't hear the whole balloon thing, so my hand that was downward, when he touched it, that bitch did drop, but when he touched the other one, it went down first, and then he was like, you know, talking, and I'm like, wait, my arm's going up, and I was so confused. Then he had us like open our eyes and like, I guess, like wake up and then see the difference in our hands. Another thing that he did, which is crazy because I used to do when I was a cool ass kid, he made us take our fingers and kind of intertwine them together and basically make it seem like you're pointing a little gun when you like take all your fingers together, like Charlie's Angels, like that shit. And he had us take our index fingers and spread them apart as far as we could and stare in between that for a while. Then he took his hands and he did this motion outside of them, and our fucking fingers just started automatically going together. And I was so spooked out because I used to do this when I was a kid. I used to do it on my nana's doorstep, and I used to tell them people that it was magic. I don't know how I learned how to do it or what I used to do. I used to tie this string. Oh my gosh, I used to tie a string around it, like an invisible string and all of this, and pull. A bitch was doing hypnosis. But yeah, so he did that. And then he started like actually putting us to sleep where we were standing. And then he would tell us, like, no sleep, and we would just kind of, like, fall and relax into his shoulders, and he would be talking to us, and he was just like, okay, you know, now you're becoming relaxed, da-da-da-da, nod your head if you understand what I'm saying, I'm going to wake you up, and you just kind of nod your head, and I was like, this is weird, because it's like, I'm aware of everything that's going on, I can hear the people breathing beside me, like, I am fully aware, but I'm also relaxed and sleep. So that was really weird for me, because I definitely thought it was going to be something completely different. And that's what I was trying to get to earlier when I said the hypnosis happens every day. He let us know that hypnosis happens every day. Basically, you go in a trance when you're listening to music and you kind of just vibing out, you're going to hypnosis. But there are basically, just like it's different hertz of music, there's different waves of hypnosis. And so you just go to different levels of it. And then another example he said was washing the dishes. He said hypnosis happens anytime you do anything with repetition. So washing the dishes, he was like, you ever be washing the dishes and you remember starting and you remember ending, but at some point, like at the end, you're just kind of like, I don't really remember washing all these dishes. I just know that I did it. He said the same thing with driving. You ever be driving, you know, you start driving, you get to your destination, you like, shit, I don't even know how I got here. Same thing. You're going into a state of hypnosis, but you're actively doing whatever it is. It's not like you're asleep, but you just are in a trance. And so that was cool. And that is my lesson. All right, let's get into the regression itself. I need a break because the bitch can't breathe again and I'm not tired. There's a specific reason why this is airing later and why I'm posting the regression later. And by the time I post this, you may or may not know. But if you catch on, whoop-de-doo, good for you. So, the regression itself. I quickly found out I had expectations. I expected for it to be a very visual experience, although he told us the process of things, like first you have to feel, sense, and all of this before things become visual. Like we commonly think visualizing things is our first sense because we use it so often, but it's not. And he thought of the example of like anything that you want to make or create. You think of it in your head, but say if it's like an art piece, masterpiece, or even if you want to build something, you think of it in your head, but you don't have it there tangibly to visualize it yet. So you start the thinking process, you kind of sense like, okay, how can I do this? Get to figuring out. You start to feel that you can do it, and then you start to build that motherfucker, and then now you can visualize it, and fuck, this is what I've been trying to get. This is it. He's like, but we feel like visualizing things is our first sense because we're so used to waking up, open our eyes in the morning, and that's just what we recall doing, whereas other senses are taking place before that. So that was very challenging for me because I kept having to remind myself that I'm not going to see these things first. I have to sense them. I have to feel them or whatever. Like, it's a very creative experience. But I had the vision in my mind that as these things would happen and take place, I would just be basically dreaming and be there. And boy, was I wrong. So, I'm going to skip some parts, but basically what I will go to first is when I was in the elevator. When I was in the elevator, he said he sensed that I was like scared and he was like, it's safe. I could visualize me being in the elevator. I was kind of half in, half out. I wasn't really scared. I was just confused because I'm like, I feel like if I say that I'm out of this elevator, I will be lying to you because I don't feel like I'm in the elevator. And I don't want to go through this whole process lying. But then as he kind of affirmed me, I started just what I thought was lying. Like dead ass in the fucking beginning, I'm going to tell you, I felt like I was lying. I'm over here like, yeah, pilgrim. Yeah, white. My eyes this color. Because that was the first thing coming to my head. It's like he'd ask a question and something subconsciously would be like pilgrim. And I'm like, what? I don't even see a fucking pilgrim outfit. But then I would start to kind of see a pilgrim outfit, or I could visualize or feel like I knew what the pilgrim outfit looked like. So I was confused. So at first I felt like I was making shit up. But then I noticed the more I talked about whatever the fuck was coming to my head, it was coming faster and it was starting to come before he was asking questions. And that's when I was like, fuck, is this how the experience is supposed to be? I've been thinking it was going to be like this dream, just visually me just seeing all of this happen, when honestly, like, my mind is just telling me the shit as I'm going. And so that part was when I kind of tapped in, and when I got comfortable with the fact that I wasn't actually lying, although I thought I was lying, was when my emotions tied into it. So when I got in the house and he asked me if I was single, I said, yeah. He asked me if somebody lived with me. I'm like, a man or whatever. And he was like, who is that? And I'm like, I don't know. He was like, over there, you know who that is. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to get over there? I don't even feel like I'm anywhere. Like, I'm just seeing the back of my eyelids and just, how am I get over there? How? But all of a sudden, I started to evoke a lot of fucking emotion. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what is that? And he like, who is it? And like, my head is just like, it's Chris. So I was like, and I'm like, it's Chris. Because I was just like, what the fuck is this about? Or whatever. And so he's like, oh, it's Chris. But he thought, when he was like, it's Kirsten, because he thought I said Kirsten because she was there, my best friend with me, or whatever. I was like, no, it's Chris. And he was like, oh. So he said what he said, whatever. And so I'm just like, what the fuck? Why is Chris here? Like, but it was also kind of strange because I'm like, Chris isn't here because I don't see Chris, but my mind just telling me that it's Chris. And so then, you know, we started to have the conversation, and, you know, he was just asking me what Chris's role was to me. And I'm just like, like in my head, I just started to give the first answer that came to my head. And that's how I was basically having the experience. And I'm just like, I mean, I know I'm single, but he feel like I'm not. And I was like, he's a really good man, but I don't really care about that. And so that's kind of like what that was about. But then at the end of it, he had asked me, did Chris leave me with anything? Because Chris ended up leaving. And I was just like, nah. And he was like, are you sure? And for some reason, I wanted to say a baby, but I was just like, nah, because that's not coming to my head. So I'm like, nah. He was like, he ain't leave you with a piece of nothing. I'm like, no. So one thing about Astro is, being that he's a part of like your soul tribe, I'm not going to go into detail about that. If y'all got questions, y'all have to ask that at Thalma's Cope. But being that he's a part of your soul tribe, he can also sense these things with you when you're experiencing it, if he wants to. So I knew, well, now I know, at that moment, he knew the answer to that question, but I just didn't know yet. And so he was like, you know, I'm gonna take you to why you were so cold at that time, why you didn't care about that relationship, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right. And so now I go to a moment where in my head, my I don't know how to explain what was happening, but I just began to break down. Like, I felt disgusting. How did you feel disgusting? I felt a cold energy. Like, it just was just nasty. And I didn't really know why I was crying yet until he asked me, like, what's happening? And I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, it's like I'm being molested, like, by my dad. And I'm just like, huh? I don't remember if I knew who my mother and father were. Oh, yeah, I did. My mother was Bria. And Bria was actually there as well. And at that moment, I already knew who Bria was. So when he asked me if I knew who the people were, like, and to tell me like by their soul, I acted like I didn't know, but I knew. I just didn't want to say it was Bria because it was such a torturous moment. I didn't want her to feel bad for something that happened in the past that has nothing to do with our physical bodies now. So I'm like, oh, it's Bria. But that was a very emotional moment for me. Now, what I do want to be clear on, I didn't visualize me being molested or raped. I didn't even like feel it, like my physical body didn't have the feeling, but I guess mentally, subconsciously, my emotions were just tied in that. So then that took place. We went to when I died, and that's when he asked me if I had any children when I died, and I was like, I had one. And he was just like, you know who child it was? And I said it was Michael's child, which was Chris's soul in that time. And he was like, so he did leave you with something? I'm like, yeah, I guess so, or whatever. And he asked me if I knew who the child was. When he asked me if I had a child, I already knew who the child was because this person's name was just flashing in my head over and over and over, just like screaming her name. And I'm just like, okay, like I fucking get it. So when he asked me, my reaction was kind of eh, because I'm just like, yes, I know who this person is. And it made a lot of sense, to be completely honest. I'm not going to go into detail regarding why it made sense. I didn't feel any type of way, even at it. The reason why my face was stank, though, was because I was just ready to be over the whole moment, because it was uncomfortable. And it was uncomfortable because of some things that have transpired in my current life. And so I was just kind of like, oh, now this makes sense why things happened the way they did. Because our souls knew each other previously, and this was the experience. And so I was just kind of like, yeah, it was an ex-friend. And he just like, oh, okay. So he took me past that. Then I got to Spirit World. When I got to Spirit World, I saw Malik. And so I started crying. I didn't see Malik. I felt Malik. And so I started crying. That moment was very surreal for me. It was so interesting. It was so, so fucking interesting, because it was just like, damn, like I couldn't see him visually, but I could just feel his presence. And then there was one part where I could see him when I was crying hard. I could just kind of see him like holding me. This is going to sound crazy, but it looked like we were just like our regular selves built out of ashes. And he gave me a message to give to his two sisters and his mom. And so that was very interesting. That was so interesting. In which I did pass that message along. I was very scared to do so at first, because I was just like, you know, this is going to sound crazy. Like, how do I tell y'all, like, oh, I had an experience. And yeah, Malik told me to tell y'all this, because it's going to be like, what? But they're very happy to hear that. And I think that's all I want to talk about in detail regarding the regression itself. I think there's anything else for me to say besides the fact that I did have another expectation, which I learned very quickly, was I expected for my purposes to be some bomb ass shit. Like, oh, your purpose is to be the first billionaire over e-commerce. I'm just making up shit. But my purposes were so whack to me to the point that I don't remember them. But I am going to go back and watch them. Me watch the video so I can kind of tap into that. But it was a very interesting experience nonetheless. I initially had said that I would want to get multiple done to just, you know, reveal a lot of things. Now I don't really feel like I need to do so, but I might try to after this year, because a lot of things are changing this year, so there might be something else to unfold by the end of this year, so I might get another one. But I will just say it was a very interesting experience. Afterwards, I did have a lot to think about regarding my current situation, because I kind of came to realize that I was reliving that lifetime just in a different kind of way. And I was just like, fuck, okay, so in that lifetime, my purpose was to basically receive love, and I didn't receive it. I was very cold. And so one thing that I have learned watching the regressions is you can create karmic soul ties. So soul ties are really real, y'all. And with karmic soul ties, these happen because you don't forgive people or you don't get shit right before y'all die. So what happens is y'all souls will basically bind and make a contract to be together and continue living with each other and finding each other in different physical bodies until y'all get the shit right. And one thing that I really did say was another reason why I wanted to get a regression is because I wanted to see why certain people were in my life and because I did not want to have any more soul ties. Although they don't have to be a negative thing per se, I just see that I see how something that happened before directly affected me, and I don't want to purposely allow that to affect someone else. So one thing that I had to think about is, you know, what this meant for my current life and allowing someone to love me and loving them back and being vulnerable and not going throughout the same exact path and affecting someone else in the future because of my failure to do certain things. And so that was something that was very interesting for me. But nonetheless, it was an amazing experience. If you have not watched it, I will advise you to do so. If you go to my Instagram at ThouMustCope, it will be in my bio. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to DM them to me and I will answer them. I will either do another podcast episode just for a Q&A or go live just to answer some questions, because I'm pretty sure that y'all have some questions regarding everything, and I'm definitely here to provide clarity.
Thanks for listening to my Ghetto Talk Therapy. Let me just say, the math ain't mathin'. How I got 1,000 listeners, majority of which listen on Apple Podcasts, and less than 50 reviews. Y'all ain't loyal? Nah, but for real, go rate my podcast and leave a review. It truly keeps me going.